I'd like to call to order the January 2nd, 2025 meeting of the Civil Service Board. May we have the roll call, please?
Board Member Ballantyne?
Here.
Chair Hansen?
Here.
Board Member Klein?
Here.
Board Member Sexton?
Here.
Vice Chair Wick? Deputy City Attorney Martha Lance?
But I believe Vice Chair Wick was going to appear by Zoom, so I'm not sure. Are all the people on Zoom up on the screen right now?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So she's probably going to appear later. Approval of minutes. We're going to approve those at the next meeting in February. Communication for information. We had originally scheduled a study session, but that's been postponed with regard to the classification issue. Action on matters still pending new business. We have nothing. Consideration of matters set for public hearing. Nothing there. Civil service coordinator report.
Nothing this evening.
Okay, thank you. Our next item is the human resource director report and requests.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. I'm Shelby Fritz, Human Resources Director, and I have the following report for you this evening. As you've likely heard, the city is experiencing a structural budget deficit in its general fund. We've been going through an exercise to make permanent budget reductions, which include elimination of some positions supported by the general fund, which also is resulting in layoffs. Just a heads up that impacted employees will be notified this month of potential layoffs. Later this month, we'll be rolling out the results from the employee satisfaction survey, from which we had a 60% response rate. The results of the survey indicate significant improvement since the last survey in 2022. However, the city's leadership team and individual departments will be selecting specific areas of improvement identified in the results to focus on over the next 2 years till the next survey. Also, over the last 6 months, we've put a significant amount of time and effort into revitalizing our employee affinity groups. We're in the process of formalizing a structure, guidelines, and support for them, and hope to see them grow and flourish in the new year. As you'll recall, our workforce equity study recommended investment in these groups to help create a sense of belonging and support employee retention. That is it for my quick updates. And next, I will invite Kai Merritt, Human Resources Analyst, to join me to present a request for a waiver of competitive examination for graduates who have successfully completed the line or meter and relay apprenticeship program.
Good evening, Chair Hansen and members of the Civil Service Board. My name is Kai Merritt, as Shelby stated. I am a human resources analyst with the Talent Solutions team, and I am here tonight in support of Tacoma Power's transmission and distribution line, wire, and meter relay apprenticeship program. It's a mouthful. And its leadership to request consideration and approval for 5 waivers of competitive exam. These waivers will allow us to permanently appoint these soon-to-be graduates who have dedicated the past 3.5 years amassing over 7,000 hours of rigorous on-the-job training, honing the skills and knowledge essential to join Tacoma Public Utilities workforce and contribute meaningfully to its mission. We are pleased to be presenting our request to you this evening for waivers of competitive examination for Luke Lechorowick, Michael Oak, Nathan Lazaretto, and Zachary Lagro into the classification of line electrician, and Garrett Richardson into the classification of electrical meter and relay technician. This request is pursuant to Tacoma Municipal Code 1.24570, which states in relevant part, at the request of the Human Resources Director and upon approval of the Civil Service Board, the city may fill positions in the classified city service with persons who have completed an apprenticeship, training, or certification program for training, or certifying persons to qualify for that position when such program is approved by the Federal Bureau of Apprenticeship and Training Council, or its equivalent, Washington State Apprenticeship and Training Council, or its equivalent, Joint Labor Management Training Committee, and/or training or certificate program approved by the Human Resources Director. With me tonight is JD Smith, our meter and relay supervisor, who will provide some context and detail about this extensive program and share insights into its structure, key components, and significance to our overall operation.
Good evening. I'm JD Smith. As stated, I'm the meter relay shop supervisor for Tacoma Power. Really here to answer any questions you have about our apprenticeship program. As stated, it's a 3.5-year program where our line apprentices are taught to maintain the health and the health of our system, all the way from the transmission system down to our distribution system, underground, everything, steel structures, poles, all the way from our dams to our houses. For the meter side of the house, the meter techs apprentices are taught to work on the meters all the way from the side of your house to our biggest customers. They also are responsible for revenue protection for theft of utilities and the investigations associated with that, in accordance with the WAC, the RCW, all of our source documents. I'm here to answer any questions you may have about our apprenticeship program.
Board Member Sexton.
I have a question.
Oh, you did. Oh, I thought you were.
Yeah, okay, I think he was going to make a motion, but I want to ask a question. The fact that you're here, it's my understanding from the notices I get that the metering program that it's going fully digital has been totally implemented now. So these apprentices, did they start with the old spinning plate meters and transition to the digital during their time?
So the advanced metering program, we are almost done. We have, as of today, a little over 8,000 meters left to install, considering that we have 192,000 endpoints out there. We're down to about 8,000. These apprentices that are journeying out right now, the one for me, he was involved. He has worked on both electromechanical, the old legacy meters, we call them, and he has been involved with the deployment of the new advanced metering system. Oh. So he has a pretty broad spectrum of our metering program.
Yes. Great. Thanks.
Mr. Chairman.
Board Member Sexton.
Yes. Well, first, congratulations to all the recent graduates. I think that's all the recent apprenticeship program graduates. I think that's all the information we should need. I would like to make a motion to grant the city's request for a waiver of competitive examination for line electrician and wire electrician Luke. Believe it was Lekorowick, Michael Oak, Nathan Lazaretto, thank you, Zachary Largo, and electrical meter reader and relay Garrett Richardson.
Do we have a second?
I second that notion, sir.
Do we have a discussion or questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion passes. Thank you for your information and coming
look like
here.
There's any speeches here tonight. Just pass along our congratulations and thanks.
Yes, sir.
Sounds like they were all working OT tonight, so. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
And that concludes my report for this evening.
Okay, thank you. Comments by the public? Do we have a motion to adjourn?
One line.
Oh. Do we have a motion to adjourn? I don't know if we need
so moved.
Second.
Okay. It's the end of the meeting. Thank you all for being here tonight.